This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to the special podcast DC Talk on Markets powered by Money Control. Well, we are on the sidelines of Traders Carnival in Jaipur. Today, I have with me a very special guest, Amit Seth, who is a chartered accountant and was also part of ENY M&A division. Well, welcome to the podcast, Amit.
Hi, Shritesh. How are you? Nice meeting you.
Good, Amit. And, you know, I want to understand, how was your journey from doing auditing for top international firms to becoming a swing trading using RSI, Bollinger Bands and ADX? You know, what led to you from, you know, your comfortable job in a top international auditing firm to becoming a trader?
Shritesh, I cleared my CA exam in the year 2000. And right. After that, I was selected for the Ernst & Young Mergers and Acquisition Division. Mm-hmm. So we did a lot of consultancy work, like how the corporates are taking over the valuation part of it. So I always had a knack for the financials.
Right.
I was in love with the financials, how the companies are valued.
Mm-hmm.
So for 4 years, I was doing this and I had a very good job. But as you know, we have a family business.
Mm-hmm.
So my father told me, it's about time you come back and you look after your business.
Right.
So I had to listen to him and I joined my business. But this finance thing was always on the back of my mind. So I always felt that I'm missing something in life, even though I'm in my own business.
Mm-hmm.
I should be somehow related to this financial world because of my love for financials.
Right.
So initially, I started investing in companies based on my knowledge of financials. And I was investing in all the blue chip companies on the logics and everything. So this is initially how it started. Mm-hmm. And it gradually progressed into the technical part of it.
Okay. So from fundamental, you shifted to technicals and then you combined both the systems.
Yes.
For effective trading. And that's where my next question starts.
Yes.
You know, what is your mantra for effective trading? And whatever little I know about you is that you believe in keeping things simple.
Yes.
And your trades as well. So does simplicity can make you profits as well?
Yes, simplicity can definitely help you, Shritesh. But by the time you realize that you have to be simple,
mm-hmm.
you have to give a lot of time to the markets. It doesn't right. come so easily.
Mm-hmm.
Today, you start trading with the help of some technicals.
Right.
You will always be in lookout for a perfect setup, which you will never get.
Yeah.
So like my journey started, I was looking for a setup day in, day out.
Mm-hmm.
I used to work on a setup. That setup used to fail. And I used to look for another setup.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now this is my holy grail. And later on, I realized there is no holy grail in the system.
Right.
The only thing is, you before entering a trade, you should have a proper system in place.
Mm-hmm.
And that system you should scan a lot of charts and see whether it is working or not. You cannot have an arbitrary model. I feel like buying, I'm buying.
Right,
there
right.
should be a proper setup. My setup is basically based on Bollinger Bands, RSI, mm-hmm. price action, and mm-hmm. demand and supply areas.
Okay.
I basically focus on those areas.
Mm-hmm.
And even after having the best of the setups, or for that matter, anyone who is having a good setup, the setup is prone to failure. Such are our markets.
Yes.
If anybody is saying ki this setup is a holy grail, he is lying. No setup is going to work for more than 60 to 65% of the time. So how do we deal with this problem?
Right.
The only thing is, the most important thing is ki before entering a trade,
mm-hmm.
I should define my risk, that this is what I'm going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
My eye should be towards that thing, like when my stop loss level is coming, and I will not tinker with that.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, you should live to survive another day. Your yes. setup will work in the long run.
Right.
But never give such a big loss that you are not able to come back to trading once again.
Right.
So apart from the setup, I am more focused about the risk mitigation part of it. Mm-hmm. That is very essential for me to be a successful trader.
That means protecting capital
yes,
at all
that
times.
Is, yes.
Well, just like this, there's no perfect life. There's no perfect setup as well.
Exactly.
As the old age saying goes.
Yeah.
And moving on to the next question, Amit, I wanted to understand from you, you know, what has been your biggest learning in your decades of experience? And, you know, the learning, I'm not talking about the theoretical knowledge, but it's more to do with on the job.
Shritesh, I have noticed is ki you have to evolve with the markets.
Right.
No one can say that my learning process is complete.
Mm-hmm.
You have to observe the markets day in, day out.
Absolutely.
What is working right now may not be working after 6 months. Your basic setup will remain same. That mm-hmm. will not change.
Mm-hmm.
But anything which is giving you edge,
right.
even a little thing, you should always be flexible enough to learn that.
Right.
If you don't change with times, you won't be able to survive in this market.
Right.
So you have to watch and learn from the markets very keenly.
Mm-hmm.
So that is my basic mantra. Keep evolving, keep learning, and have a very flexible and an open mind towards trading.
Right, absolutely. And on a lighter note, I want to understand from you, if you're not a trader, what was your plan B? I'm sure you have plan B while you trade, but what was your plan B in your life?
Well, the way the people, they comment about my looks and whatever they say about me, and I'm not talking about the girls, I'm talking about the guys also.
Okay.
I would definitely have been a movie star had I not been here.
Well, you're already a movie star in trader community, Amit.
Thank you so much, Chetash. Thank you so much.
Well, all right. On that note, well, thank you, Amit, and listeners for tuning into this edition of Special Podcast. But do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business, and economy. Well, thank you, Amit, for your time.
Thank you so much, Chetash.